Since the February 12, 2009 crash, the families of Flight 3407 have made more than 80 trips to Capitol Hill. And with a new FAA reauthorization bill on the way this week, their hard-fought safety improvements are once again in jeopardy. Congressman Chris Collins, who lives near the crash site, was Erie County Executive at the time. And Collins says he was among the first on the scene.
I was the one who called ECMC and told them a plane had gone down. I was also the one that had to call the head of the ECMC Trauma Center and say there were no survivors.
Collins says the delegation's united, and he insists the safety regulations won't be watered down.
It isn't safety for big airlines and regional airlines and cargo planes. They're all up in the sky. And as evidenced by Flight 3407, if a tragedy occurs, anything can happen.
Congressman Brian Higgins says since everyone flies or knows someone who does, it should be unacceptable to every American that there are two standards of airline safety.
We cannot let the airline industry, particularly the regional carriers, think about it. They have been able to block meaningful reforms that were advanced by the National Transportation Safety Board, people that we entrust with the responsibility to find cause, to make recommendations to Congress, so the Congress can make laws to protect the flying safety of the public.
Senator Charles Schumer, one of the most powerful Democrats in Washington, says he's convinced that people are alive today because of airline safety improvements. Schumer and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand both say they'll block any attempt to dilute the legislation. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.